Hello, hello, and welcome back to Quantum Copy Cafe. And if you're joining us this week, then you'll be very happy to know that Mercury retrograde has finally drawn to an end. So we can start blaming all of our communication and technology problems on the poor guy like we do every year. And what else is happening in the studio and the space this week is we are gearing up for the last session of our group coaching program. It has been an incredible first season. The ladies have had incredible, incredible results. They've been booking their new launches, can you believe it, without even going to launch yet. Booking spots in their one-on-one offers, booking high ticket programs. And yeah, it's just been the most incredible time. And as much as the last 2 months have been crazy, crazy, I'm going to say busy, but it hasn't been busy. There's just been a little bit of a not as much support at home as normal. So I've cut my work hours down to 3. And as much as life has been throwing hurdles and waves, like it always does at us, it just feels like this is the stuff. This is the stuff that really just brings joy and purpose. And it doesn't matter what life throws at you. When I sit down at my laptop to work on a website or to work on some copy or to work with one of my one-on-one clients or even in a group coaching setting, it just lights me up to no end. And I think that has been something that has surprised me. Not in the sense that like I didn't expect it, but in the sense that like I was navigating a very intense loss recently. And yet when I sat down to work, I still had so much energy, so much passion. I was having that excitement that I can feel radiating through my body. I get this like twinge in my stomach, kind of feels like butterflies. And it was just such a game-changing moment of realization that I am exactly where I'm meant to be. And I hope that you are too, in running your business and running your brand. May it just be that source of inspiration, that source of light, no matter what is happening around you or in your personal life. Okay. But today I wanted to chat to something that has been popping up a lot on Instagram in the messages. I'm getting this as a lot of questions and getting this as a lot of feedback reflected back at me. And it's pretty much about how to create wealth in your business this year, like 5 areas to focus on, breaking it down for you. If you didn't catch our podcast episode on wealth energetics with Ahumna, get down, click on that. It is such a goodie. It is by far becoming one of our top watched episodes. And we have something really exciting lined up for you very, very soon that I cannot wait to share with you. So if wealth energetics is something that you are wanting to dive into when it comes to your business, yeah, please take a little listen. Okay, so that actually brings me to the first area to focus on if you want to create wealth in your business this year, and that is your money blocks, right? So subconsciously, we all have some kind of money block, money wound, money trauma, whatever you want to call it. A lot of them are passed down from our parents, from watching our parents' experience with money, how they acted around money, how they attracted money, magnetized money. Oftentimes when we are small, we watch these behaviors and we learn to embody them, right? And really getting clear on what our relationship to money looks like is one of the biggest steps to magnetizing wealth and prosperity within your business, right? Because if your body, for instance, cannot hold space for money and for wealth, it doesn't matter how great your marketing is or your sales campaign or your messaging, you will not attract that into your space. Because maybe you feel like money is unsafe, or that money is the root of evil in the world, or that it's, you know, attracted by bad people who do bad things with it. And the truth of the matter is that money is neutral, right? I believe that money has a consciousness and it wants to be good. It wants to be in a space where it can help the world, you know, heal the world, bring it into a more aligned and holistic space that is more organic and more natural. And we are at a time where timelines are shifting, so much is collapsing, so much is jumping and moving from dimensions, from different frequencies. There is so much on the go. So money in the hands of good people at the moment, it has the capability of doing incredible things, of helping people, of healing people. But if we do not have space for money within our body, and if, for instance, we feel like if we attract money into our space, we don't know how to do with it, we don't know what to do with it, or life could change and we don't know how to manage it. Or, you know, we've seen how when people have money in their space, they change, or they sometimes become like abusive. Or it doesn't matter what we've experienced, that's our personal journey to really dive into. But what I'm trying to say is we need to really get clear on what our relationship is to money, right? How do we see it? What narratives do we tell ourselves about it? What capacity do we have to hold it, right? Because if you're really used to bringing in, let's say, like 20K, 30K a year, and suddenly you want to, you know, jump to over 100K, you have to really sit with that and say, like, does this feel safe for me? Firstly, do I believe that it's possible for me because it's such a stretch? And what does this mean within my body? How is my nervous system reacting? You know, if I had all this abundance in my life, what would I do with it? How would I, you know, create safety, create freedom, create independence for myself, for my family? And what would I do to make the world a better place? Okay, so the first thing is really getting clear on what are our money wounds, what are our money blocks, and how is that stopping us from actually attracting the prosperity we feel called to attract? Okay. Then the second area to focus on to create wealth in your business is visibility, right? And I'm talking about marketing yourself, getting yourself out there. And yes, it's not always the most fun thing to do, right? But I feel like when you are in such a flow with your business and your brand, and you are doing it from a space that really lights you up, and you have a magnetic story, you know what you're sharing, you know what you have to offer to the world, and you are in such a flow with your purpose, that marketing starts to become fun. It starts to become that visibility piece that you look forward to. And it doesn't mean that you have to be visible everywhere. Like, you don't have to be on TikTok and Threads and Instagram and Pinterest and Twitter and like all the things. But it's about finding the spaces where your community hangs out and then showing up there consistently, right? You cannot be the brand or the business that slides in every 2 weeks and is like, hey, hi, I've been on holiday, I'm back. And then you just disappear for a little bit. That is not going to be a great recipe for building credibility. So getting that visibility piece right and figuring out a strategy that works for you, it works for your business, it feels spacious, it feels breathable, it's not going to set you into overwhelm or burn you out, but you know that you can do it consistently. You know that it's going to give you results, right? So whether that's a podcast or a YouTube channel, or maybe you want to have a go at Pinterest, it's really about finding out what works for your brand. And this will obviously change according to what type of business you run. Okay, so the visibility piece is absolutely vital when it comes to creating wealth in your business. Then the next one is authenticity. I am seeing this all over the internet, and I will die on a hill speaking about this, but like AI, I feel like it's done some great things for the industry. It's freed up time. People have more time to spend with their families, or like barefoot under the tree, or doing what you love. But at the same time, it's also been quite detrimental in the fact that people are trying to hand over everything to AI. So from content creation to copy to design. And I mean, you cannot get AI to write your website copy, right? Or to figure out your brand voice, or to write a compelling hook or a USB statement, because it's not coming straight from you, right? Then people are getting wise. There is so much AI word salad all over the internet that people are becoming a lot more attuned to it. They can recognize ChatGPT's brand voice, right? So it's so important to create content these days that shows how you show up authentically. Use storytelling to really show how things have represented themselves or mirrored themselves in your life. You know, show your experiences and why you are where you are and what you've come through and why you're equipped to help people. And more than anything, show that you actually care for the person on the other end of the Instagram, email, phone, insert, whatever piece of technology. Yeah. Because people, sometimes it's a blurry line, right? And I've seen so many times where businesses become so focused on making people sales metrics and analytics on a spreadsheet that they forget that there are people with real beating hearts, with real problems, with real worries, concerns, fears, and that business is there to be of assistance to them. It's there to build them up, to help them. But you cannot do that authentically if you are just dealing with them and treating them like they're a number, right, on your vision board. So that is pretty much my point number four, is create genuine connection, where you actually start to care about the people at the other end of the phone, right? Because that is a business that is going to be sustainable for years to come. And that's the business that's got all the powerful referrals, powerful reviews, powerful testimonials, because it cares about that person's dreams. If you are a brand designer or a copywriter or a marketer or anyone in the service-related industry, you are all about serving people, right? That's literally what you do. So make sure that you do that with such soul and such sincerity, and make that person's dreams your dreams and their vision your vision, and you are equipped and dedicated to help them to get there. That is your purpose. That is your focal point, right? And I'm going to pause there and say that with these last two points, with authenticity and genuine connection, I have a beautiful book, a guidebook on how to use AI consciously in your business without compromising on your credibility, your authenticity, your soul piece. Right. So I'm going to link it in the show notes below. And if that will really help you, please, please lean on it, because we need this in business, right? The old masculine way of running a business based on targets and cold DMs, cold emails, cold marketing. People don't want that anymore. Especially because we have shifted. We've shifted into a new timeline, new frequency, a new state of awareness. People are waking up. You know, people know their value, they know their worth, and they're not sheep with wool over their eyes that you can just, like, in a sleazy way, manipulate them into buying. That stuff is not working anymore, right? And even if it was working, why would you want to do it? As a wellness brand or as a wellness professional or a holistic entrepreneur, it is your job to bring a holistic marketing strategy to the table and to bring the genuine, heartfelt connection piece to the table, right? And to really care about the people on the other end. Okay, so really focusing on the connection piece is so important if you want to bring wealth into your business. And the last one is, of course, words and how you communicate your value, right? And I had a beautiful call, a discovery call this morning. And this incredible woman has set up the most magnificent business, but it's just not landing, right? And we got into the conversation of the difference between brand voice and customer voice. And I've seen this a lot with wellness professionals where sometimes the topic that you're speaking about is so detailed and the vocab and the glossary phraseology is so vast that it just doesn't land and it just doesn't hit home for your customers. They don't know what you're talking about. It sounds complicated. It just sounds like it's not for them. So it's about merging your words and figuring out a language that they will understand. And then once they're in your offering, once they're in your one-on-one program, your membership, then take them to the depth that you know that you can. But until then, the job of your words is to really communicate the value, right? And until then, you're not going to be selling your offerings and your products and your services. And that's unfortunately, the cold hard truth and where many businesses get stuck is they have all the things lined up. They have the branding, they have the website, they've got a fancy sales funnel, but they're speaking in a way that they want to be spoken to and it just doesn't land, right? So it's about doing the market research, really understanding how your customers want to be spoken to, how they understand the world. And that is the secret to sales right there, right? It always, always, always starts with people. Always. So to summarize it, the five areas to focus on to create wealth in your business this year is firstly, your money blocks, then the visibility piece, allowing yourself to be seen, your authenticity and telling a story that is just so true to you, creating genuine connection with your customers and your community, and then using your words to communicate your value and to really get in touch with your people and how they perceive the world. And until next week, I would like to encourage you to please come hang out on Instagram. We are having some incredible conversations around these topics, specifically around wealth energetics. AI is a big one at the moment, big, big, big one. And just how to sell authentically, how to sell with soul. I would love to meet you there and I look forward to connecting with you. And until then, have a beautiful week. Whispers in my head, what you gonna do?